You're tuning into the deep dive, your quick way to get up to speed on everything happening in the fast-moving world of Web3.
Yep, no need to sift through everything yourself.
Exactly. We cut through the noise, giving you the important updates you actually need right now.
So this is your Web3 snapshot for today, May 16th, 2025.
We're bringing you straight to what's new, what's significant.
Right. We've looked at the latest market stuff, regulatory news, tech developments, basically giving you the quick overview.
Our mission today, get you fully briefed on what's driving the Web3 conversation. Simple as that.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's jump straight into the market pulse then. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index, it's registering a pretty strong 71. That's firmly in greed territory.
It is. And what's interesting there is how robust that optimism seems to be.
Right. 71 feels high.
Yeah. It suggests a real bullish sentiment among traders, investors, and it's been building, you know. It's a tick up from 70 yesterday, but a huge jump from the 30 we saw just a month back. That was fear.
Wow, quite the shift. So people are feeling more confident.
Seems like it. Likely reflects a growing belief in the market's momentum, maybe fueled by some of the positive news we'll get into.
And the overall market numbers, the cap and trading volumes, they seem to back that up.
But they do. Global crypto market cap, it's climbed almost 1%. We're looking at $3.494 trillion now.
Okay.
And the 24-hour trading volume saw a nice bump too, up about 2.8%.
So what do those big numbers tell us? More activity, more money flowing in?
Pretty much. It points to a strong flow of capital, yeah, and just general engagement within crypto. Hmm. It suggests a pretty vibrant market right now, reinforces that optimism we talked about.
Makes sense. And Bitcoin is still king. Its dominance is holding strong.
Holding and slightly increasing, actually. It's over 59% now.
Okay. So investors are still heavily focused there.
That's what it suggests. It's a key indicator, right? Hmm. Bitcoin's rising dominance implies it's still the main asset people turn to, especially when the market's expanding. Could be seen as safer. Or maybe it's just leading the current charge.
Gotcha. Now, zooming in a bit, some specific assets are doing really well. EOS, Hyperliquid, that's H-Y-P-E, and EtherFi, all showing impressive gains.
Yeah, those stand out. Yeah. And it's not just a one-day blip for some of them. It looks like maybe a longer trend.
Like EOS, that jump was significant.
Exactly. A surge like that often points to something specific, maybe a project update, more adoption, or just buzz in their community.
Yeah.
For EOS, it might be tied to some recent development news that's generating excitement.
Right. But it's not all green arrows, is it? We're hearing about maybe slight pullbacks in meme coins, some of the more volatile stuff like Launchcoin.
Yeah, and that's the important counterpoint. A good reminder, really.
That's definitely.
Even if the overall market feels greedy, these little corrections in the speculative corners, they just highlight the risk, right?
Yeah.
Meme coins, assets like that, they can swing wildly, often driven purely by sentiment.
Not fundamentals.
Not always, no. So high reward potential, but definitely high risk, too. Listeners need to be aware of that.
So navigating this, what's a smart approach right now, given everything?
Well, based on the current data, maybe focusing on the bigger, more established names, yeah, like Bitcoin, Ethereum.
The usual suspects.
Yeah, but also keeping an eye on those showing steady growth and interest, like maybe Hyperliquid, SUI. Mm. Look for positive long-term signs. It's about balancing potential gains with some stability.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's shift gears a bit. Regulation sounds like some positive movement there. The EU's MiCA regulation is getting attention, maybe as a gold benchmark.
Absolutely. MiCA is huge for the EU. It provides a much clearer legal framework for crypto assets, for services, and that kind of clarity, it's vital.
For adoption, right. Gives businesses, consumers more confidence.
Exactly. And then in the US, there are signals, reports of a more crypto-friendly direction, maybe. Rescinding SAB 121, for instance.
Minus what that did.
SAB 121 made it harder for public companies to hold crypto for customers. Getting rid of it could be a big help. Plus, talk of a more crypto-savvy SEC chair, a dedicated crypto working group. Mm. It all points towards potentially a more supportive environment.
And all this regulatory progress, it seems to be feeding into more institutional adoption, especially with those spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs getting the nod in the U.S.
Oh, definitely. The SEC approving those spot ETFs in 2024 was a massive step. It really bridged traditional finance and crypto.
And BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF, fastest growing ever.
That's the report, yeah. It just shows the huge demand from institutional players for crypto exposure. And now there's buzz about potential approvals for Solana, maybe XRP ETFs, in 2025.
So broadening out beyond Bitcoin and Ether.
Right. It suggests wider acceptance by the big money, which could bring more capital, maybe more stability to the market overall.
And it's not just the institutions, right? Fintechs are getting more involved too, like Robinhood, PayPal, expanding their crypto offerings.
Precisely. That's crucial for accessibility. When platforms like Robinhood and PayPal add more crypto features, stablecoins, more trading options, it lowers the barrier for everyday users, people who aren't deep into Web3 yet.
Makes it easier to dip a toe in.
Exactly. Accelerates that mainstream adoption curve.
Interesting. Now, one source mentioned the historical cycles in crypto, suggesting a potential new peak late 2025 based on Bitcoin halving patterns. Is that something realistic to consider?
It's an observation based on past behavior, for sure.
Yeah.
Historically, market peaks have often come like 12 to 18 months after a Bitcoin halving event.
Which just happened again recently.
Right. So if that pattern holds, late 2025 could be a period of, well, significant activity. But, and it's a big, but past performance is no guarantee, you know.
Always the caveat.
Always. So many other things can affect the economy, global events, you name it.
And speaking of other factors, there were warnings too, right? Hurdles like profit taking, external risks.
Yeah, absolutely. After a big run up, you always have the risk of people taking profits, which can cool things down.
Sure.
Plus, you've got broader risks, macroeconomic shifts, uncertainty about interest rate cuts, trade stuff like tariffs, even things like lax regulation potentially enabling bad actors. It can all impact market resilience. Crypto isn't totally separate from the wider economy.
No, definitely not. One source also flagged the attention around Trump-themed meme coins and Trump media getting into crypto. Why is that seen as a potential concern?
Well, things like that can create short-term buzz and volume, no doubt. But the concern might be about long-term stability if, you know, big institutional investors see that part of the market as overly speculative or maybe having reputational risks.
Right. Depends if the big players jump into that hype or stay cautious.
Exactly. Their behavior, whether they add stability or chase speculation, will be pretty key for how sustainable any bull run is.
Okay. Let's pivot to the infrastructure side. Some cool developments happening there. Giza, an AI platform using Web3 tech, just closed a funding round.
Yeah, $5.2 million. What's really innovative about Giza is its aim to decentralize machine learning computations.
How does it do that?
By using zero-knowledge proofs. It's a cryptographic method that lets you verify a computation happened correctly without seeing the actual data.
Ah, okay. Privacy preserving.
Exactly. Crucial for building trust and transparency, especially in AI. The funding shows there's real interest in mixing AI and Web3. Could lead to a more open, verifiable AI ecosystem.
Interesting. We also saw Nextbase, NXPC, launching on Binance HO dealer airdrops. What's Nextbase all about?
Nextbase is positioning itself as like an economic layer for intellectual property. Think digital ownership, reward systems for creators.
So managing IP on the blockchain.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Powering new ways to handle digital content rights, licensing, that kind of thing. Launching via Binance airdrop, getting listed for trading against major pairs. That gives it a lot of visibility and access.
Right. Puts it on the map.
Definitely. Potential applications in content creation, managing IP rights.
Okay. And keeping tabs on Ethereum itself, the gas tracker. What did that show for May 16th?
Well, ETH price was up a bit, around $2,580. Gas prices, the transaction fees were actually pretty moderate. Average was hovering around 2.8 Kwai.
So not too expensive to make transactions.
Relatively speaking, no. Manageable. And the biggest gas users. No surprise there. Tether USDT, Circle USDC, the big stablecoins, and Uniswap, the decentralized exchange, shows where a lot of the activity is.
Standard stuff. Looks like Hong Kong had a big event too. LEP Night 2025, part of their Web3 festival.
Yeah, LEP Night, the Conflux Digital Finance Night, co-hosted by Conflux Network and PayNews, seems like a key gathering.
What were they focused on?
The big topics shaping the space right now. Real-world assets, or RWAs. Regulations, obviously. Layer 1 tech advancements. And that growing intersection of AI and Web3. Plus, they had a token lucky draw to get people engaged.
Sounds like a packed agenda. And speaking of fostering development, Matis launched HyperHack, an AI-focused Web3 hackathon.
Yeah, a big one. 3 months long, running on their Hyperion blockchain with a $200,000 prize pool.
Wow, serious money.
It is. The goal is clearly to get developers building and testing dApps that use Hyperion's features, especially its real-time transaction processing and on-chain AI stuff.
So pushing the boundaries of AI and real-time systems in Web3.
Exactly. It's split into phases, ideas, building, judging. It ties into their plan to launch the Hyperion mainnet around August 2025.
Cool. And in a different kind of collaboration, Oracle Red Bull Racing, the F1 team, partnered with Gate.io for fan engagement.
Yeah, an on-chain initiative called In the Moment. They're releasing digital collectibles throughout the 2025 F1 season.
Like NFTs tied to race moments.
Something like that. 24 digital collectibles linked to significant moments for the team. What's interesting is they're using the Abstract blockchain platform, which is apparently designed to be really user-friendly.
So accessible even for fans new to crypto.
That seems to be the goal. It's an interesting way to use blockchain for deeper fan engagement beyond just buying merch.
Definitely a space to watch. Finally, we saw an article from the Bangkok Post arguing Web3 is moving past the hype, becoming more like core infrastructure for institutions.
Yeah, that was a good summary piece. It argued that the drivers are increasing institutional money flowing in, the tech maturing, and more real-world uses popping up.
Like the big Binance investment they mentioned.
Right, the $2 billion investment. Plus the impact of the U.S. Bitcoin ETFs. They pointed to key trends shaping this shift, too. Autonomous AI agents, Web3 gaming growing up, SocialFi, better liquidity, new business models using blockchain, and just the underlying tech getting more robust.
So a combination of factors pushing it towards maturity.
That's the argument. And it seems Meredith's HyperHack got some buzz too, even mentioned on Reddit's hackathon forum.
Ah, so developers are taking notice.
Yeah, seeing it mentioned on a place like Rackathon suggests real interest, especially with that focus on AI and Web3 integration, plus the big prize money.
Okay, so wrapping it all up for today. It feels like the Web3 space is showing strong optimism in the market.
Definitely. Backed by clearer regulations, more institutional involvement.
Right. And at the same time, really exciting tech advancements happening, especially where AI meets blockchain and in new areas like that F1 fan engagement.
Exactly. It's a dynamic time. We're seeing Web3 move beyond just tech experiments.
Yeah.
And into like actual integration in finance, entertainment, lots of areas.
And hopefully, for you listening, trying to keep up without getting overwhelmed, this deep dive gave you a good, concise picture of what's important right now.
Yeah, we hope so. And maybe it leaves you with a final thought to chew on.
Go on.
As traditional finance keeps moving into Web3, and as these dApps start really using powerful AI, how is that mix going to change the internet itself and, you know, our own digital experiences?
Big question. Definitely something to think about as this all evolves.
For sure.
Absolutely. Well, stay tuned for more deep dives as we keep tracking this ever-changing world of Web3.